On. It's ready for Tuesday, Huggy Lowdown.
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Hug.
Skip Murphy.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Do y'all know who Levi Hutchins or Antoine Ratter is? Neither does Jay. They're inventors of the alarm clock. Jay don't give a fuck about showing up for late. You hear me?
Jay.
He don't give a fuck showing up late.
A fuck.
If Jay showed up late when Tom's here, you know he don't really give a flip about Skip being here. Hell no. Not the Eddie Kane of radio. No, no. Jay strolled in the door today with a joint of reefer behind his ear, beer in his hand, and a white woman waiting for him in the car. This mofo is the maestro of showing up late for work. Skip, I knew Jay was going to pull this shiggity on you. I just didn't know what day. Skip, I'm putting him on my list for Friday for you, okay,
oh,
brother?
Oh, great, great. Thanks,
you couldn't be on time 2 days in a row, brother? And Jay, I'm also putting Skip on the list for something he said earlier, but you didn't hear it because you were late. Any whatever. Skip told Sybil he watched Tia and Tamara,
yep.
Chicago Licious, mm-hmm. and Love and Hip Hop on TV last night without his wife. Which means he found a clever way to look at all these other women without watching porn. Skip, you are a married genius. You're watching Twins, T and Tamara, which is on every husband's bucket list. Then you watch Chicago Licious, fantasizing about being the only straight man in a hair salon. And then there's Love and Hip Hop Land, a show where you know there's going to be plenty of women with junk in the trunk. You are a genius, my brother. And speaking of junk in the trunk, did y'all hear about Nicki Minaj getting overly fondled by TSA?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Nicki Minaj tweeted a very old lady with an accent went ballistic on her body. That old lady got excited like it was applesauce day at the old folks' home. I know the guy that TSA was trying to push that old lady ass out the way to follow that Donkey Duck. Especially if she bent over like she was on the BET Awards. I'd have been checking her singing at the same damn time. These ain't shiggy, and they ain't saying nothing. 100 more folks can't tell me nothing. I bees in the chop. Nicky, Nicky, Nicky. That's just Philly, y'all.